Those are the Beatles, of course. Good evening, welcome to the Perfume Garden. This is John Peel. I shall be here until 2 o'clock. I have a lot of interesting things for you, I think, including the other side of the brand new incredible string band. We played side A last night. We were playing side B tonight, and I think you'll find it very, very rewarding if you stay with us until 2. John Mayall. Me to the B-side of Double Trouble, and it's 11 minutes after midnight, and the first track from the incredible string band this evening, and the LP is called The 5,000 Spirits, or The Layers of the Onion, which is a good title, I think. Probably has some significance that has eluded me, but anyway, first track is called Blues for the Muse.
I wake being early when I see my day walking. I wake being early when I start to begin. I drink up my coffee to drive dreams away. And I think about leaving, but remain for the day. Oh, glory, but I just stay blind. Think about my loving, yes, some of the time. I want to be easy in a heart like the sea, but I can't play most any morning. Most any morning, I like to be born into my guitar day. You say it's all butterflies, don't let your dreams get in your eyes, but obvious made the sunrise, cause I knew how to play. Just sing something, ladies. Call me sweet guitar lady. She's a noted rider, I just can't seem to let her be. And she is my flower, I call her my easy hour. She's a low special. Baby, that's enough for me. And it's alright, you're in the graveyard now. Well, it's alright, you're in the graveyard now. You may weep, you may moan, you may pass life's again. But love you and love will swear sometime, surely gonna have to reach a leaving day. Well, she sings like the seashore, tonight I don't ride on your seashore. I will call up the angels if they have a little word to say. And I think I'll try cloud walking. It's just my face to see her talking. And it's just the guitar singing. And I have to let her have her way.
Okay, there you go. That's the Incredible String Band and Blues for the Blues from Radio London on the Elektra label. And I got a letter from, or actually rather a postcard from someone signing themselves Joanna, saying, "Dear John, your invaluable information, the John, is certainly not Aquarius, but Libra, as everybody knows. And George is Pisces, Ringo is Cancer, Donovan and Peter Townsend are Taurus, Elvis Presley is Capricorn, and Mick Jagger is Leo. And Bob Dylan and Cilla Black and Paul McCartney are all Gemini and sound like this."
Up the day in patience to be done. A warm hand for the winter wind, a cool hand for the summer sun. Gemini, bringing chaos to its knees with thought as clear as crystal, cool as marble. Gemini, Mercury swift, final.
So there you have it. That's Paul McCartney, Cilla Black, and Bob Dylan, Gemini, and that's from the Zodiac Cosmic Sounds on Elektra, as you must obviously know. And Joanna continues. She says, please send everybody my love. And she says, please, you really don't play enough Bob Dylan. I'm not surprised that you get complaints from the viewers. I'm sorry, I had no idea. Here is Bob Dylan, and most likely you'll go your way, and I'll go mine. Dylan from the LP's Blonde on Blonde, most likely you'll go your way and I'll go mine, although I certainly hope not, is the B-side of the record by John's Children. That's currently one of our climbers, and this side is called Sarah Crazy Child.
Still she's lonely, just
that Sarah, Crazy Child by John's Children, has some interesting things going, actually. I thought they were one of the better groups of the Technicolor Dream at the Palace that time. Thought they had some good ideas then. Anyway, Oh, yes, time for a commercial announcement I have found.
Yeah. Hey, hey, howdy, to you guys and gals, brothers and gypsies. This is Roger Vicletics. And every Sunday night, Radio London, in association with the Uppercut Club, present the Discoveries of Tomorrow competitions right here at Forest Gates. Three as yet unknown groups trying to win over £1,000 worth of prizes. A £500 voucher to purchase amplification equipment, an introduction to the Philip Bridge Agency, and a recording test all go to the winner. Preliminary heats are judged by the response of you, the audience. So why not come on down and join us here at the Uppercut on a Sunday? Things start at 7:30 and continue until 11 o'clock. Admission, only £5. Come and join us, you'll have a ball at the Uppercut Club, Discoveries of Tomorrow competition every Sunday night.
Thank you very much, Mike. That record for Jeff Dexter, because his flowers apparently wilted on Sunday in Hyde Park. Hope you're listening, Jeff. Very good person, actually. If you haven't met him, I hope you do.
I'm not the kind to complain that I never had a girl to love. Many fine girl I tried hard to know, but I think I never tried enough. Sitting one day by myself and I'm thinking what could be wrong, when this funny little hedgehog comes running up to me and starts up to sing me this song. Oh, you know all the words and you sung all the notes, but you never quite learned the song she sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learned the song. Every day when the sun go down and the evening is so very still, many fine girl I've held in my arms, and I hope there's many more than I will. But just when everything is going fine and absolutely nothing is wrong, this funny little hedgehog's always around and every time he wants to sing me a song. Oh, you know all the words, you sing all the notes, but you never quite learn the songs you sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learn the song. One day when the moon was full, I thought I might settle down. Found myself a pretty little girl and I stopped all my running around. But just when the preacher come along and he's just gonna pop on the ring, this funny little hedgehog comes running down the aisle. I don't have to tell you what he says, sing. Oh, you know all the words and yes, all the notes, but you never quite learn the songs you sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learned the song. I'm not the kind to complain that I never had a girl to love. Many fine girl I've tried hard to know, but I think I've never tried enough. But now I'll be looking all my days, and it isn't just me I gotta please. There's this funny little hedgehog who's always around, and the only words he ever sings to me are these. Oh, you know all the words, and you sung all the notes, but you never quite learned the songs you sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learned the song.
This is a great LP, it really is. Those are the Incredible String Band again, and that's the Hedgehog song, which obviously has some deeper significance than just being a thing about hedgehogs. So there, here's Marianne Faithfull.
¶¶ It's Saturday night. It feels like a Sunday in summer. If I had any sense, I'd maybe go away for a few days. Be that as it may, I can only say I am lucky. I am but a young girl working my way to the phony. Coffee on, milk on, a sad life, a baby. Myself I touch, but not too much. I hear it's great. The flaws on my stocking are wilting away in the mist. The book I am reading is one man's opinion of me. My skin is so white, I'd like maybe to go to bed. Closing my eyes, if I'm to rise up before you. High heels, darling, the losers are grooving. My dreams, strange scenes, images are moving. My friends, they are making a pop star or two every week. I know that seems backwards. They can't see the patterns they're in. My friends, they are modern, but fashion got over that one. I sit in my one room, a little brought down in London. Coffee and milk and a sad life of fading. Myself I touch, but not too much. I hear it's degrading. La 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 la.
It's Saturday night. It feels like a Sunday in some ways. If you had any sense, you'd maybe go away for a few days. Be that as it may, you can only say you are lonely. You are but a young girl working your way through the phony. Cafe on, milk gone, such a sad light unfading. Yourself you touch, but not too much. You hear it's degrading. The flowers on your stockings wilting away in the midnight. The book you are reading is one man's opinion of moonlight. Your skin is so white, you'd like maybe to go to bed soon. Just closing your eyes, if you were to rise up before noon. High heels, car wheels, all the losers are grooving. Your dream, strange scene, images are moving. Your friends, they are making a pop star or two every evening. You know that scene backwards, they can't see the patterns they're weaving. Your friends, they're all models, but you soon got over that one. You sit in your one room, a little brought down in London. Cafe on, milk gone, such a sad light and fading. Yourself you touch, but not too much. You've heard it's degrading. It's Saturday night, it feels like a Sunday in some ways. If you had any sense, you'd maybe go away for a few days. Be that as it may, you can only say you are lonely. You are but a young girl and you're working your way.
That's Donovan, of course, and Marianne Faithfull prior to that, and the Young Girl Blues. I hope you've entered our non-contest, or actually I hope that you've not entered our non-contest, because if you want to protest against contests, then you have to enter, you see. And by not entering, you're actually entering. So everybody who doesn't enter is entering the contest. Involuntarily, you see. Compulsory things going on in this state of ours. How about that? Can't possibly avoid entering if you don't enter. And there are no prizes, and there are no rules either, so it doesn't really matter what you send as your entry. It could be anything at all. Interesting to see what people come up with. 24 minutes before 1 o'clock in the morning, and you're in the perfumed garden on some kind of a day. What is it, Friday, Thursday, one or the other, I don't know. Here's Country Joe and the Fish.
The white duck fly on past the sun, their wings flash silver at the moon, while waters rush down the mountain tongue. My organ play a circus tune. I dance to the wonder of your feet and sing to the joy of your knees. The cold white dress on the mountain breast paints the frozen tree. The maple plant's patterns in the sky, its leaves to kiss the wind, while scores of glittering bugs and flies dance polkas on her limbs. I whistle symphony
Explain why that's called Porter's Mouth. Come to Joe and the Fish from Radio London from their LP Electric Music for the Mind and Body. Back to the incredible string band now, and this is called The First Girl That I Love. And it's very nice, actually, because it probably brings that memories back to you, the first girl that you ever loved. Always assuming you're male, of course. Said he carefully. String band, and that's how it really is, isn't it? Not like they're singing the sort of pop songs. Well, you know what I mean. And that's called The First Girl I Loved, and I like that very much. 16 minutes before 1 o'clock, that's Radio London time. First girl I ever loved, actually, was when I was 15, thousands of years ago. Her name was Pam Mitchell, and she lived in Birmingham. And the first time in my life I'd ever kissed a girl. Very arrested development I had, you see. And it was on a beach in Morfa Nefyn in North Wales, and I thought I discovered a whole new beautiful planet, you know, a whole new extraordinary thing. I thought I must be the first person who's ever experienced anything quite this wonderful, and perhaps I was, you know, because it's never mind, you know. Here are the Beach Boys, so he get out of trouble.
Starts with just a little glance now. Right away you're thinking about romance now.
Thank you.
Beach Boys, of course, from Pet Sounds, my favourite track from that LP. As a matter of fact, one of these days, I'll tell you about the second girl that I kissed, which was when I was 21. Well, I don't know, you can believe that if you want. Here are the Rolling Stones with a track from their first LP, with which I shall sing along so loudly that there's a very good possibility that I'll do permanent damage to the roof of my mouth. Singing sounds absolutely superb to me at this end, it really does. But one of these days, perhaps some of you will get a chance to hear it, and you'll realise exactly how terrible it is. I have the worst singing voice in the entire world, which is a pity, because I like to wander across Hyde Park and sing sort of made-up songs, you know, wander across and sing these things, making love as I go along, and they're very bad songs, very badly sung, but it makes me happy anyway. Here's the Otis Rush Blues Band, and I Can't Quit You, Baby.
Yes, you know I love you, baby.